The Call of Abraham, about this work. This volume is a collection of articles from the pen of E.J. Wagoner concerning the events of the life of Abraham and the promises given to him and his seed. These articles were not written as a series, but rather were written here and there, one in one year, another in another year. In most cases, they are not included in any other book or series, and so I have gathered them and put them in chronological order, according to the chapters in Genesis that cover the life of Abraham. Abraham stands as a father of the faithful. The gospel is most clearly spelled out in his life and experiences, and in the promises given to him. It is no surprise, therefore, that the books of Romans and Galatians in the New Testament draw heavily upon lessons from Abraham's life. Even the well-known Christian book, The Pilgrim's Progress, draws much inspiration from the example of Abraham, just as Abraham left his country to embark on a journey full of spiritual experiences. So Christian leaves his town, journeying to the heavenly kingdom. The final presentation of the gospel message to the world, before the scenes of tribulation that precede the coming of Christ, is described as the everlasting gospel. This means a gospel that has always been the same, unchanged and unchangeable, beginning with the first promise to the seed of the woman, proceeding all through the Old Testament, clearly demonstrated and proclaimed in the life of Jesus Christ, and afterwards revealed in the teachings and experiences of the Church. There is no difference between the faith of Abraham, or any of the Old Testament saints, and that of the New Testament believer. When the Advent message was first proclaimed, in the early 1800s, it came to a people that were asleep in their sins, attached to the old sinful world, and very much unready for Christ's kingdom. Those who chose to retain their hold on the earth, and who refused to join in and build for the spiritual kingdom, eventually adopted alternative views of the gospel, the law, and carnal interpretations of the prophecies and promises. Their children, who were raised in that apostasy, have further built on that false foundation. Even in Wagoner's day, there were many false theories about the gospel, and some of those are dealt with in these articles, so as to make the true faith stand out, in contrast with the many errors that spring from unbelief and a failure to grasp the true meaning in God's promises. Even in Abraham's life, there was a failure to grasp the true meaning of God's promise, which led to the production of Ishmael. Ishmael was an attempt to fulfill God's promise, with carnal strength. It fell infinitely short of what God intended. Abraham, however, learned from this experience, and his faith reached higher to grasp God's power. This stands as an encouragement to all of us, who have wasted time and effort trying to produce what only God can do within and through us. If we turn to the Lord, as Abraham did, he will redeem the failures of the past, and bring forth a pattern of life to his glory. I close with Wagoner's words in the final article of this collection. We are journeying to this land, this new earth, of which the Lord has said to the seed of Abraham, I will give it unto you, and we are nearing the end of the journey. We are looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The reward of the faithful is the inheritance promised to Abraham. Set your face toward Zion, and away from the city of destruction. Come with us to this inheritance. Frank Zimmerman.